talking of we're in the Rabbi Akiva world of the Tochen, which is Shittas Rashi, and we brought the Maisa of a Rabbi Salanter with a maskin whose daughter wasn't prepared to prove her dog abilities. Rabbi Salanter, this is Hashem. Hashem dogs for us already, and gave us a diploma, and we have the video, and you know what happened. He doesn't have to come and dance for every apikairos to prove his existence anymore. You know, I'm wasting the Maya Hester, truth is money. The revelation of wonders, miracles happening in the days of Hester, in these dark days, is only a temporary cure. Let's see what that means. The Maya Hester in Mukhla. Yes, Gamor, this darkness that we're living in is not 100%. There is light shining in this world. And there's moments of incredible gilui. Gam b'shani meilu gilui lana kos bochu nisim gilui mele day avari mani monim ha-betuchim bo b'koyach b'tchonim ha-chazak. We saw amazing miracles taking place, the Holocaust, the Bell of the Lord's escape that was full of miracles, the Brisker Road, the escape from the Nazis, that was miracle after miracle after miracle. I mean, all of them. People that escaped, whatever, they talk about unbelievable the miracles. I mean, the Brisker Road, I know that, I heard it from my Rebbe, I heard it from the Brisker Road, son who was there. So it's mamash first hand, but the Bell of the Rebbe, the whole book about the Bell of the Rebbe, the escape from the Nazis, unbelievable miracles. I mean, open miracles. And we know, Baruch Hashem, you know, there's enough stories out there about all the wunder things that are out of there. We don't even get that impressed by that because that's not our belief. And of course, Baruch is not based on, you know, that Rebbe Kanievsky's got the Ruach HaKodesh. We know that. We're impressed by the fact that Rebbe Kanievsky has a shas every year. You know, that's not has a shas. Kuru Torah Kuru. That's why we stand up for Rebbe Kanievsky. The fact that he's, you know, Zoichar Habit Borim Poshut. That's obvious. That's not chas. That's not what impresses us. And it presses us with that, you know. I said, why did you come yesterday? Rebbitson was very ill. And he told him, she didn't have courage to clean the house. So she went to the stipler to ask him whether she could ask Reb Chaim to help. And the stipler said, no way. The only thing was, I'll come help. I'll come, please, to come clean the house every day. That produces Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That was the fightler. There was no shout. He had a father. The fightler wasn't exactly, you know, checking about at home, Facebooking, that's the word, you know. Hola. So we see that even in the Hester Ponim, there were moments of unbelievable giluim, yeah? Those light moments are not an expression of what the Ikka Tavkid of this generation is. These are things that are necessary now and again, but they're not the essence of what this generation is about. The Shah Shemigodu Atzoras Vaisim Aisurim. At a time, because of the enormous suffering, Hegia Klalisol Amatzuk Shel Kimat Avdoim, Klalisol coming to a situation of its Kimat, it's almost lost legs. Vaisim Shanosak Osbochu Velay Tzedikov Vechasodim Vlevgaloit Hamoitzin Vilisim. Hashem puts into the hearts of the righteous Tzedikim Vechasinim of that generation the ability to do wondrous and miraculous things in order to mechazak and lift up the generation. To get a bit of imunah and whatever, yeah? You read a few Hasidic Shemaisim, you get a bit of a chizuk, and you got a bit of energy to go weiter. But that's not the ikkar of the dog. Ulam, this email you have to get a truth as manis. These are temporary bandages. That's all. Because that's not the Messiah that is demanded of the generation of Ikka and Mashiach. By the way, this is very sophisticated and very complex. In the beginning of World Mass, the chant goes through the vehicle's four levels of betochen and why each one is necessary to different doors, and having the wrong betochen in the wrong door can actually mazik you, and why miracles, if they happened to us today, would be terrible bad news for us, and why they were good news then. Fantastic essay. The Gesta itself is almost impossible to understand. The Gesta makes it a little bit more understandable. Very worthwhile. Anybody's Isaac in the Sugar of Imunah and Betochen should iron some. If you can do it in the original, even better. But start in World Mosque. Go to the chat. He brings the four different levels, paralleling it to the four different kings. Starting with David and Chizkiyahu, the different approaches they had to Milim B'Tochen. Fascinating, fascinating sugya. And it touches on this Nefkudah, yeah. That the miracles and whatever can sometimes be terribly damaging to a person's spiritual growth. And explains why Ayn Sham Va'arichas. But Iketav Kivihu, our generation, just come in a Rebbe Kiva. Our Iker Avoida is not the Moshe Rabbeinu generation where the miracles is the Mechatzkila. First, the miracles and the Moshim that we happen to see are there just to give you a bit of chizuk to keep to get into the day. But our Iker Avoida is the Kabbalah Kolabo Aleinu B'Tzmimus U'B'Simcha. Our Avoida is whatever happens to deal with it, B'Tzmimus U'B'Simcha. That's our job. And that's a real, that you understand, is a real job, eh? That's a real serious job. That's no less than a Kedus Hitzchok. Trust me, that's no less than a Kedus Hitzchok. If you don't appreciate the enormity of your challenge, then when you succeed, you're not going to celebrate properly. And you're going to walk around feeling like a lowlife. When you realize who we really are and what the Messiah really are, and you see how much we're succeeding, you can know much feel good about yourself. This is no small task, okay? Trying to raise a generation today, trying to machanach children today, no less than a Kedus Hitzchok, I'm telling you now. No less. Oh, not possible. We see things in the world today that make no sense, it's impossible to understand, and we say, Apopikai, this is from Hashem, Haifa. It's not just, there's nothing I can do, you know, if I could, I would, but anyway, say, you know, whatever, take two batokas and call me in the morning, you know, miserable. It's not shut at all. I just partially gave up my life for Kosboku. It's a pshuto. We had a whole discussion at the Shabbos table. What would you do in the following situation? You're making Sheva Brochus, Shabbos Brochus. Yeah, your daughter just got married, you're making Shabbos Sheva Brochus, and all the Mechutonim and everybody's there, and you go to the freezer, and the last one, you can't open the freezer or the fridge or whatever, and all the food for Shabbos is in there. You understand? That you've just given up your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Shabbos. So we had all the year whether, you know, whether I couldn't withstand the test, whether I couldn't withstand the test. There's old people, Chavarim, Mishpochas, the Shabbos table. Who could, who wouldn't, where? Maybe it's Mutter there, but imagine walking in, you know, to the Sheva Brochas, you know, and it's the Mechutonim and whatever, and you say, excuse me, gentlemen, you know, takeaways, you know. What's a Shabbos? You haven't asked it until then. Yeah, and you're running to the neighbors to get a bit of tolerance from me out of it. Can you imagine any time it happened to somebody? It happened to me once in my house on Shabbos, we had some visitors. That was hard enough. That was a real big mistake. That's giving up your life with Shuta. But it was like a Talmud and his sister or whatever. Yeah, we're talking, you know. The mirror of Shishiva that you for Shabbos. And by the way, when you go into the room and open, you want to open the fridge and the lights, oh no, he's there. This is the mother on her own, and no one's looking. It's just her and Hashem. Everyone's standing there, the Mechutonim are standing there, but then it's easy. I'm not opening the fridge to see what it's telling you. There's no one there to see. If I put up the fridge, and a little bump of the elbow, and it's going to achiyad, and it's going to bonin, and Malbet, and the poor Khan is going to be devastated, and that's a derisa. I mean, you can come over the whole Shulchan Aruch, and ask Mamash, it's a mitzvah, as a rafa, to open that fridge. And you don't. That woman comes away from Shabbos. She's no less than a sorry, maybe that gave than a rochel, maybe who gave the brochas to Leah. There's no smaller level. That's younger. That, you know, if boys had known what they would write about it, that was the same thing, yeah. And what we walk away from that going, miserable. You just gave the life of Kiddush Hashem, and you walk around like a. You know, like a Lola. There's something wrong here. I don't understand who we are. Right. Anybody want to answer this question?
When did you get married?
Let me try to make it a bit more real for you. Let's say that your whole panacea for the year is your potato field. It's in the Shabbos. There's your house, there's a potato field, there's your neighbor, here's your neighbor, his potato field, and there's a chamsin. And the potatoes are getting fried. You're going to have French fries for supper, yeah? Your panacea for the whole year is going down the drain. And your neighbor switches on the mamtera, the sprinklers, and the guy on the rocks is on his sprinklers, and everyone's sprinkling there, and you're sitting there with your, you know, shiny liquor of the tazum, on Shabbos afternoon, yeah, not being able to sleep even after the Tolim because the whole panos is going down, and you don't switch on the mantra. You understand that that's a chelek of giving up your life for a ship? You hear that? That you can understand. Okay. But you can't understand the embarrassment of a mother-in-law that you're going to face 150 people on Shabbos, okay, the Shabbos Sheva Brochas of her first daughter, and say, guys, there's no food because the light's on in the fridge and I can't open the fridge. Yes, you don't understand. No? I rest my case, Your Honor. So you get lawyers because of you. Now, if you didn't understand the first one, like, yeah, then you obviously can't understand the second one. If you understand the first one, huh? The second one, you don't? I'm getting embarrassed. No, that's fine. You're not a woman. But can you imagine for that woman in the street? I mean, there's no way to Mikhail in the street.
She's been praying for a month already for that.
Huh?
She's been for a month already.
What, for that Sheva Brochus? She's been waiting for that Sheva Brochus from the minute the child was born 19 years or 20 years ago. That Sheva Brochus has been the highlight of her life. Everybody's here, and the hospital, well, she was here, the whole world's here, and she's going to go and say, hey guys, leftovers. Oh! No, you just have the same woman, that's all. Fuck yourself, you know? No, you always just get to the pocket. That's why the Chofetz Chaim always be showing talk about money. Because you get the facts, the guys understand, you know? You learn in the Gemara, it's about a seller here and a seller here, no one's listening. So we raised the entry, but we started talking about $1 million and $2 million. Like, anybody understood? You know, the Negev's in place now. The seller, smeller, you know? A dinner. Dinner, yeah, dinner there, don't bug me, yeah, but $1 million here, 100,000 bucks here, those that are, yeah, you know, that gets my attention. Whatever gets your attention, use. Okay, right there. The Amna Mancha Imuna, Yezid is smite from the Syrian with a couple of mistakes. The Ancha Imuna, people that are Ancha Imuna, this Chabura, yeah, they know how to be smite for the Syrian. To be the simple of the Syrian, with a kaiblem, the tmimus, and to accept them with tmimus, whatever that means. Yechayni ki betekuzak ashar, yitzchapseinu kibayim, yistarnu machmas, machmas amastik. We dress up as goyim and we hide our way, we hid ourselves away, whatever, anyway, because of the danger, the incredible pachat. Ve'echa milayil of Shabbat, nispasnu al yidei ha-germanim. We were we were found by the Nazis. Sadi Zat Amram Gush Stenter. Gush Stetner. Gush Stetner. Shem Yochum Dobel. Listen to this one. I've heard this from him before. You read it once. It's the Yerim telling the story. He was there. He saw this. Kibo Makkas Rotzeach Min Achayim HaGermanim Kishavas Tochok Aponok. To see murderous blows from the German soldiers while Shabbos was shining on his face. I was a little boy, I think he was 5 or 6 in the Holocaust, and I said to my father, Abba, why is Abba smiling? They're beating him to death. That's what happened. Beating him to death. Why is he smiling? What's he laughing about? So hastily, he was Samayach, or Suhaylech, Lahayda, or Kiddush Hashem. He told me, he's happy because he's going to die, Kiddush Hashem. So Hakinus Eitzmoylakach, you've been preparing yourself for this. It doesn't happen on the spot. It's something you prepare yourself for. The Purim B'Shana Shalitnei came, the Yosef B'Gilufi. What's the Gilufi? Huh? Drunk. Inebriated. When he was dancing on Purim after doing what you do on Purim. Rakad im Adiz Atal Ba'amalo. But they danced with my father and said to him, if a year that we dancing in Gan Eden, in a year I'm going to be dancing in Gan Eden. Now we're dancing here, but within the year I'm going to be dancing in Gan Eden. Yudi Achai B'mun Shleimer Samach Al Aschut Hanif Lo Shnitz LeBachalke. It's enough LeBachalke. A Jew that lives in Imun Shleimer, he's happy about the Shnitz.
whatever falls upon him, that's him. And that's about Machelko. He knows his portions, his portions. It's the best thing for him. In the eighth, can it be a king of the chavero? By the way, if you don't work on this every day, if you don't drill this into yourself every day, if you don't mechazik yourself every day, read this over, go into it, look at it again, there. I promise you, you just need to know one day, please, a pin and it wipes us off. You don't have to do too much out there, you have this whack. You know, you go visit your secular auntie in Tel Aviv for half an hour, you know, because it's a family function. You have to come back and immerse yourself in this just to get yourself a little bit back again. This doesn't stick if you don't work on it on a regular basis. The link says, "Now shall Kiddush Hashem shereh haruga malchus ein adam yechal amad v'tosot." Those haruga malchus, those that died of Kiddush Hashem, no one can stand in the chitzah, no matter who you were. Jew dies because he's Jewish. Kiddush Hashem, malasot. Ramna marana b'zeis v'tikis v'meshak kol chayav she'tilushus le'moyf of Kiddush Hashem. The Beis Yosef. Whole lot, good, dark, Kiddush Hashem. We daven that we shouldn't come to the Nisayim. We can just stand in the Nisayim. Every Lag BaOmer, stand in front of those bonfires that they're built in Tifra, those 50-foot bonfires, and ask yourself, could you jump in and ask him? We daven that we shouldn't have the Nisayim. We don't look for tests. We're looking for the stuff. And that's what I'm saying to you. No one's asked me to jump into the fire today. But the Sheva Brocha story and the potato story and all the little stories on a day to day basis. You got out of bed this morning when you finished the Kriya Shema in bed and got back to sleep. No one would have known. Yeah? And you got out of bed. That's dying of Kiddush Hashem. Mali Katala Powder and Mali Katala Kula. The Gemara. You know, what's the difference between a little death and a big death? That party of the Shoma that did that, that part of the Shoma is considered together for last Shabbat. Together for last. You don't want to use this, don't you know? Don't celebrate until the big moment. You can make lots of little moments of these add up, you know, you don't have to jump into fires. We should probably stop here. Do you mind if I just finish up here quickly? Anyone needs to go, I'm sorry. And Tele Landim, Shishtaya Dagush, or Batochen Bashem, Shishtaya Memes. Those two levels of Batochen we'll be talking about, they're both true. Vada Shekaimus, Bedregim, Batochen Shabbat, Adam, Batech, or Musakesh, Shabbat, 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 there's that level of Batochen that a person, such a high level, or whatever he wants to get, Ubachoyin, Bitchunoi, Amla, Makos Boch, Mashadis, Baka, Teva, Umaris, Bakoshoi, so, in the Koyach of his Batochen, Akos Boch, who changes the whole world and the nature and everything to give him what he wants. Even the most simple person with through the correct tefillah and the correct body himself, even a Rosha we saw can reach those incredible levels of getting whatever you ask for because he's on the right level of Betochen. We saw by Manasseh the Rosha that he got whatever he wanted because he was holding. This paragraph is a Tulun of Pahot. Ulam ikim adregus abetochen. Hashaychus adoreinu. The shaych to our generation. He atavkit shemutul aleinu megolos es ha'av ha'nisteresh lakos bof aleinu is to reveal the incredible love that Hashem has for us that's hidden. But noich alayfa is as it akach in a kabbalist kol abo aleinu the tmimus of the simcha. So be zoi chamamus to mechaimus. To mekabal whatever comes upon us the tmimus of the simcha. It's a much higher level than you got yourself to such a level that you get whatever you want. Yeah, whatever you get, you want. It's a different kind of story. Okay. Let's assume we'll focus more detail on this. Now that we've dealt with the two levels, we'll go beyond into this sugya of what the Tochen in our generation looks like.